Friends, from the beginning, as soon as Adam, our federal human father, fell in rebellion against the gracious Creator, there was a merciful divine promise. The promise was made to the enemy and hater of all good, the devil himself, who initiated humanity's loss of divine image and likeness. The promise was made that a new Adam would come to challenge and defeat him. That person was to come miraculously enjoying a new sinless human soul, unrelated to fallen and sinful humanity. He was called Seed of Woman. He was to come through the physical line of Abraham. He was to descend from the royal seed of King David, promised to have an everlasting holy kingdom. These promises are repeated again and again through the Bible. Friends, the prophecy of Isaiah identified the promised one as Emmanuel, born to a virgin woman. He was to represent the very presence of God among his people, enjoying both divine and human natures. Isaiah's prophecy calls him Messiah, Savior, Defender or Mediator and Redeemer. His coming was to be prepared for by a forerunner, John the Baptizer, considered by Jesus the Messiah himself as the greatest of prophets. Isaiah's prophecy also points to the fact that as the Savior Redeemer, the promised holy, sinless Messiah must suffer and provide atonement for sin. We read in Isaiah's 53rd chapter, "Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed." Friends, the prophecy 700 years before Christ's birth is clear about the nature of the promised heavenly Messiah's mission. In his divine nature and Davidic royal human identity, he takes on himself the role of a humble and humiliated servant, rejected and persecuted by his own Israelite people. The New Testament speaks of the fulfillment of this in the first chapter of John's Gospel. It says, "He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." The Messiah came to take our place. His commitment to his mission to be humanity's Redeemer required a divine arrangement for him to become our substitute. Isaiah's prophecy says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. by oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? Friends, as the divine Messiah, Savior, Jesus' immense pain was not just physical or bodily suffering. He experienced unbearable spiritual suffering. As the sinless divine Messiah, his perfectly holy soul had to endure making the guilt of others his own and experience the punishment of death which only sinners deserve. Isaiah's ancient prophecy looks ahead and says, "And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief." When his soul makes an offering for guilt. Friends, the prophetic Old Testament message made abundantly clear Jesus the Messiah's objective. He committed himself to his supreme heavenly mission. Isaiah's prophecy continues. "He shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors." Friends, the sufferings and death of Jesus the Messiah provided atonement and new life for all those who cling to him. Wonderfully, the redeeming work of the suffering Messiah bears abiding eternal fruit. As the perfectly holy, sinless new Adam, Jesus came to establish a new Adamic race. As Prince of Peace, his new humanity includes the redeemed ones in all races and nations. Hallelujah.